And we start the hour with a woman who is celebrating her first Christmas with her family in 16 years. Tanisha Bannister was sentenced to life in prison for conspiring to sell 50 grams of crack and 5 kilos of cocaine back in 2004. But she got a second chance earlier this year when she was released under a new federal law called the First Step Act. It was designed to address harsh sentencing laws that packed America's prisons during the war on drugs, and it has so far freed around 3,000 former federal inmates. Tanisha Bannister joins us from South Carolina Public Radio in Columbia. Thanks for joining us, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you also.
And what are you doing for Christmas this year? This is the first time you've been out of jail for Christmas in years.
It is. Such a exciting time of my life to be able to sit down at a table and with family and friends after for so long and enjoy Christmas with them and my 2-year-old grandson. Is just a feeling that's indescribable, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
What was it like to get out after all those years?
Oh my God, it's such a relief. Not just to myself, but to my family and friends, you know, because, as you know, things trickle down when things happen to one person in the family, such as myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was like my family was doing time with me. So it was great relief. And the way it happened, it couldn't have happened any better than it did. I got immediate release on May 1st. And, wow, it was just an awesome feeling. I'm just grateful for the First Step Act and the ones that play an intricate part in making it happen.
You were released along with some 3,000 other former federal inmates who are also going to be free this holiday season.
Yes, yes. And as a matter of fact, I was the first and only one that was released for the First Step Act in Bryan, Texas, where I was serving the ending of my sentence.
Mm-hmm. And was anyone waiting for you when you got out that day?
Actually, no, because when the judge signed my order around 1:30 that day, I had to be gone by 4 o'clock that same day. So it was like they had to give me a bus ticket. I had to pack, you know, and just leave. I only had time to call my mom and my kids to inform them of the great news. And basically, I was out the door.
And what was the first thing that you wanted to do on the other side?
Oh, I felt like I wanted to kiss the ground. It's like a different air that you breathe on the outside. And, I just wanted to be able to call my kids uninterrupted by a beep or a 15-minute phone call, you know, and just to catch up and bask in the glory and the joy that I was feeling and I can feel from them from my release.
So let's talk about what it's been like for you over the last many months to readjust. You're back home in Columbia, South Carolina. Have you been able to find a job?
Yes. Actually, I started doing hair immediately because while incarcerated, I got certification in cosmetology and also in personal training. So I came out doing hair and didn't find that too interesting. And there was a lot of things that happened when it came to my licensure for South Carolina versus where I'm certified in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing PCA work.
PCA meaning?
Personal care assistant.
Uh-huh.
Where I help care for the elderly and the disabled.
Uh-huh. And you're enjoying that?
I am, because it's such a great feeling to be able to help someone after so long, because if it wasn't for the ones that fought and helped the cause while I was incarcerated, I wouldn't be here giving this interview today.
What's the hardest part of readjusting been for you? Because a lot of people who get out after a long time behind bars have a very difficult time finding work, for example.
It is. It is, especially when you don't have that support. Because, as you know, when you go away to prison and you spend a significant time away from your family and loved ones, when you return to society and the household you left is no more, because things change, you know. Family members die. Children grow older and become one of themselves, and they're not the same 8- and 10-year-old that you left versus coming back home to a 25- and a 26-year-old. So that was something that I'm still trying to wrap my head around, that I'm not talking about talking to or dealing with young children. I'm dealing with young adults now. And we're often sometimes stigmatized by our past. And, you know, it can be hard because it's not that we come outside and look for a handout. We only sometimes need that hand up in the right direction, you know, just to be given that chance to be productive in society, which I know myself and I can speak for others are happy to do after being incarcerated for so long, you know, making cents on dollars and then coming home, be able to provide for yourself, provide for your loved ones, to work an honest job, to live a decent life. I find great joy in that. And, you know, a lot of people don't have that, the help that's needed, you know, to help you integrate back in society. And it's the small things. Their resources just not there, especially here in Columbia, South Carolina, where I'm located.
What's your relationship with your kids like now after so many years being behind bars and now seeing them as much older people? As you said, you know, they're not really kids anymore.
Exactly. Well, it's wonderful because I've always remained that parent, even being absent physically. I always stayed involved and tried to be that voice of reason to help guide them from the past mistakes that I've made so they wouldn't, you know, make those same mistakes that I have. And it's interesting at times, but as my children always told me, they hold no ill will towards me not being there.
Tanisha, I understand you also met President Trump earlier this year, who, along with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, personally backed the First Step Act. What was that experience like?
Oh, my God. I didn't see that coming. If somebody would have told me 6 months ago that I'll be from prison standing on the stage with the president, shaking his hand, he's kissing me on the cheek and saying that he will back me in any endeavor that I want to embark on, was just an amazing feeling. And I know people have mixed feelings about the president, but, you know, there's one common goal when it comes to prison reform that I believe we can stand on, and that was the historic signing of the First Step Act. And if it wasn't for the president, I would still be serving over 5 years.
What would your message be to people who are still in prison right now, who weren't as lucky as you to be able to get released early, and may be in a similar situation to the situation that you were in before?
Hold fast to the faith that we profess, because I know the feeling. I was let down when it came to clemency under the former administration. I was given hope, and as of today, of course, I'm free, but, you know, my clemency still says pending. God always has a plan for us, and it's not in our timing. And after 16 and a half years, I can say without a doubt, if I didn't stand on my faith and kept hope alive, I would be probably in a dark place. So my advice to them is to continue to hold on and fight the good fight, and know that it's people like myself and others that will continue to be the voice for them to help laws change. And, you know, we just pray that one day soon that they will come up with something to gain relief from their sentence, as I and so many others have from the First Step Act, and be back united with their loved ones.
I want to ask you one more thing, Tanisha, which is that a lot of people who are listening to this have never been in prison, will never be in prison. What do you think that the vast majority of Americans need to know about the prison system that they don't?
Everything isn't always what it seems. What society needs to realize is there are some really good people that's incarcerated that deserve a second chance. And you have to keep those people in mind as humans, because oftentimes we're dehumanized by the crimes we commit or the perception of who we are. And prison can make you a better person and shape you into the person you were meant to be, because I myself can say I've come to common ground with the person I feel like I was meant to be. And in the beginning, when I first was sentenced to life, my judge, which is a really good judge, and I know it might be hard to believe for me to say this for someone that sentenced me to life in prison without mm-hmm. the possibility of parole. At that time, she was doing her job. She was standing on the right side of the law. And when the First Step Act was passed, she was still standing on the right side of the law and applied it where she saw fit to my case, which gave me immediate release.
That is Tanisha Bannister, who is celebrating her first Christmas with her family in nearly two decades in South Carolina after being released from prison under the First Step Act earlier this year. Tanisha, thanks so much for speaking with us, and best of luck to you.
Oh, thanks for having me. God bless. Happy holidays again.